I would like to start off with a few words to the ABC Church body that's participating right now. This, as you probably know by now, is another module in the Salvation series for the website salvationmadeplain.org. I had great movements in my spirit and in my heart concerning this website, that God had mandated that we do this for very wonderful and special reasons. And we haven't even formally started promoting it yet. We've, of course, told the church to invite family and friends, because the main services, as you know, in general, are too advanced for the regular church body. Regular non-ABC church body. So we have this series, which is a good place for them to go. But it's really meant for the general public, and it intends to go from the very beginnings of salvation all the way up to preparing for the rapture, all in terms of salvation and the benefits of salvation. But already a few people have gotten a hold of this. And what we've prayed for the website is already manifesting through the words and actions of these people. The series is already being viewed in five countries already. And we're just barely getting started. So my point of saying this is, as you come into these series here on Friday nights, don't, first of all, number one, don't avoid them because it's salvation and you've heard it before. Come to it expecting that as you come to participate and contribute your anointing and your prayer for each and every module, that God can raise you to higher and higher levels and give you personalized revelation from what you've heard many times before. So many times I've had to read the same scripture 10, 20, 100 times or more before I finally got a revelation that I was looking for. So it is with all aspects of God's Word. You can go into any service, no matter how many times you have heard it before, and God can meet you right where you are and give you a word from God that can change your life. So come to these services hopeful, with confident expectation that God is going to bless you for coming. But come primarily for the purpose not to receive, but to give. It is better to give than receive. Give your prayers for this service, that we produce each module absolutely loaded with the anointing of God, absolutely designed for every single person who looks at it on the internet, that as they are reading it, your glory and your anointing will hit them as they are watching it and transform them and get them so excited that they become mini evangelists for this series. It's happening already, and it's going to happen even more and more as you contribute your time, your love, and your effort for praying for this series. Tonight, preparing myself to teach this, I was looking at Psalm 103, verse 5. Who satisfy your mouth with good things, that your youth is renewed as the eagle. And of course, I knew that the word thing was added by the editor to kind of flush out the meaning, fill out the meaning. And it certainly is true. But that was more of a carnal perspective of what God is putting in our mouths. He wants to satisfy your mouth with good. So when you speak, every word you speak brings grace to the hearer. Every word you speak is a choice for life. And what is it really saying? It's saying, who satisfy your mouth with good, that your youth may be renewed as the eagle. It's really saying, your tongue, your mouth is a tree of life. A tree of life. These are the kind of nuggets we can get out of scriptures that we've seen over and over before. So thank you for listening. This part will be totally cut off and removed for the internet version. It will be, we will leave it for the rebroadcast, and we will leave it for the on-demand, which are primarily geared towards ABCers. But for the website, Salvation Made Plain, we will commence that right here now, right at this point. Welcome to this ongoing series on Salvation Made Plain. Tonight is Module 4. It's the seventh video, but it's the fourth module in the formal series. And tonight's title is called Your Salvation Package. Your Salvation Package. When you, and when I, and when any person accepts Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, we are born again into the family of God. Our home becomes heaven because the family of God lives in heaven. But salvation is a whole lot more than just the forgiveness of your sins and getting a ticket punched to go to heaven. We see that God commended his love for us, that when we were sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for you and me when we're sinners. He's died for every sinner, that every sinner has a right to receive this salvation and be born again. Now, if you think, when we were estranged from God, when we were sinners, when we were lost in our sins and loving our sins, probably, Christ died for us. Now that we're in the family of God, we would expect to move from that scripture in Romans 5:8 to something even more powerful, which we see in Romans 8:32. For if God did not spare his only begotten Son, but delivered him up for us all, know that we're in the family, what else would God and his Son not freely give us? Imagine that. If he died for us when we're sinners, now that we're in the family, what would he do for us? And the Bible said, he'd freely give us all things. That's what your salvation package is about. All the wonderful things that God has given us. Which wonderful things are so great that the scriptures say in 1 Corinthians 2, about verse 8, eyes had not seen, nor ears heard, nor entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Love him enough to accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Love him enough to live with Jesus Christ as Lord. So, tonight we take a brief look at your salvation package. Your salvation package belongs to every believer. Now, even before Jesus came, under the Old Testament, under the old covenants between man and God, God loved his people, his chosen nation. He loved the Jews so much that he gave them all these promises, which are compiled together in the Old Testament of the Bible. He provided it for them, for example, deliverance, victory, rescue, healing, prosperity, and forgiveness under the old covenant. Imagine that. Deliverance. Psalm 18, verse 50 said, what a great deliverance he's provided for us. There are many, many examples of deliverance. So many times God has delivered his people out of tremendous challenges. The Red Sea, parting the Red Sea to save the Hebrew slaves. In victory, Habakkuk 3, verse 19. In the Amplified Version, God is your strength, your personal bravery, and your invincible army. In all circumstances of life, that's a scripture that's kept me through many, many great challenges and have me come out at the other end as an overcomer. rescue. He rescued your soul from destruction. Psalm 35, verse 17. Healing. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word to heal you. There, under the old covenant, he sent his word to heal you. Prosperity. God wants you and I to prosper and enjoy all the good things of this world. That's how he made the world in the first place, and that's how he put man in the first place in the Garden of Eden. He wants us to live with all the blessings of prosperity. And so in Psalm 115, verse 14, it said, God will increase you and your offspring. He'll increase you more and more and your offspring. And then forgiveness. Forgiveness. Wonderful Psalm. Psalm 103. Starting in verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. God wants all your diseases healed, even under the old covenant. Who redeems your life from destruction and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's how much God loves you. Who fills your mouth with good, that your youth may be renewed as the eagle. He wants you youthful. All these are a sampling of what's available for you, even under the old covenant. But now we look at the promises under the New Testament. New Testament sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ. New and better and more powerful covenants. What does he want to provide for us? A small sampling of what he wants to provide for us. Deliverance, healing, prosperity, protection, wholeness, and salvation. Deliverance, Luke 4:18. At the beginning of his ministry, Jesus said, I've come to deliver the captives. He came to deliver us. Deliverance right up front. Healing, 1 Peter 2:24. By the wounds on his back, you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24. By the wounds, by the stripes made by the whips on his back, you have been healed. Prosperity. Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. How about protection? Luke 10:19 says, nothing of the enemy shall by any means hurt you. That's part of your salvation package. But people don't know that. They don't know all the promises in their salvation package because they haven't studied the Bible. It's like you buy a piece of fancy equipment. How are you going to operate it and use it if you don't read the operator's manual? I know we jokingly say, you know, you assemble something and then when it's stuck and wouldn't work, then you go to the manual. That's true. But at the very least, let's take driving a car. It's very complex. Most people haven't read the manual, but they've had enough sense to have somebody teach them how to drive. Is that true for most people? Okay. Yeah. No. Let me tell you, General Motors is not as smart as God. And General Motors gives you an operator's manual and a manual how to maintain your car. Now, today you may have to go online to get it. But God has given us a manual for our life. It's called the Bible. It's a manual to tell you how to live, what's in your salvation package, and how to get it manifested in your life. So, wholeness, okay? Wholeness. Wonderful scripture where the woman had the issue of blood and she got healed. And Jesus says, thy faith has made thee whole. God doesn't play favorites. God doesn't play favorites. He's no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he'll do for the other. He wants us all whole. He wants us living in shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. So in Mark 5:34, he said to the lady, after she had been healed from the issue of blood, he says, "Thy faith has made thee whole. Go." And prosperity? It's so wonderful. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich." God wants us to walk in the blessings. That's been a part of his promises to his covenant people and to his children from the very beginning. Adam had everything. And the promises have always been there for the Jews. And we, the church, have now also inherited those promises. And if all that is not enough, Romans 8:17 summarizes it. If your children are God, then your ears of God. And if your ears are God, then you're joined ears with Christ Jesus. Imagine that. You are joined ears with Christ Jesus. How awesome. God has provided for you everything that you need for every aspect of your life, for every part of your being. 1 John 5:5 says, "Who is it that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" God created us to be overcomers over every challenge in the world. We are children of the Most High God. We're children of the Creator. We are children of the most powerful being in the entire universe who created the universe. Why would he want his children to be anything but overcomers? So 1 John 5:5, "Who is it that overcomes the world but he or she who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" So this overcoming and this love of God and the salvation package affects every part of your being. We've seen before in the series that you're a spirit. You have a soul, you live in a body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, God wants us kept blamelessly, free of fault, free of error, free of challenges, unto the coming return of the King of Kings. 2 Peter 1:3 says, God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. We've been given everything that we need for life and godliness. Wherever you are today, whatever your challenges are, as you're listening to me here, to get through today and one day at a time, God has provided you everything you need to get through today. Everything to overcome the challenges of today. Take one step towards God, he takes one step towards you. And you keep taking that one step until the challenge is fully under your feet and in your past. You will overcome every challenge of life if you take it one day at a time with God, and one day at a time, you take one step at a time. Just take one more step, one more word to move closer to God at all times. And everything you need for success where you are is available to you. God has given you already everything you need for life and godliness. That's 2 Peter 1 verse 3. God has provided healing and wholeness for your heart, your soul, and your mind. Heart, soul, and mind. From the wonderful scriptures in Isaiah 53, verse 4. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. But we esteemed him stricken of God, smitten and afflicted. But he was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement necessary for peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Look at that. He covers everything there. Soul, mind, body. And that's repeated at a more general level in Ephesians 1 verse 3. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places. All the blessings we need are already provided for us. They belong to us. They are available to us. We just need to learn how to pull them down from spiritual places to where we are here in this physical. Everything in the physical was made by something in the spiritual. God made the world, for example. All the blessings that you need start in the spiritual and come down to the physical. Every challenge in your life started in the spiritual. Every challenge you and I have, directly or indirectly, traces all the way back to the devil getting Adam to sin. Those challenges started in the spiritual, came down in the physical to Adam, and all the way through the physical down to you and me. And the blessings work the same way. They all belong to you. They belong to you because you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. And now as we live with Jesus as Lord, they become more and more manifested in our lives. So, you all know, I believe you all know, that Jesus Christ died for every person. Salvation is available to every person. But most people have not accepted it, and every day people die not having accepted their salvation, and they go to hell. The same thing is true with the salvation package. It all belongs to you. But just as you had to do something to get your salvation, you had to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, the same is true in acquiring the benefits of your salvation package, which is why we have this series, to take you step by step through the process of learning what belongs to you and of learning how to acquire them. So we close with this recommendation. The faith that you have that because Jesus is your Savior, you will go to heaven. Have the same faith in believing that because Jesus is your Savior, that all the blessings of the salvation package belong to you today, in the here and now. And that as you learn more about the Word, you will learn how to get them manifested in your life today. Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Module 5. God bless you all.
Thank you, Pastor Joshua. You know, this study on the salvation package is something that we at ABC rather probably take for granted. We know that we know that we know this all belongs to us, and we've been walking in all of it to at least some degree, knowing and believing that it belongs to us. But much of the church has no idea that all of this really belongs to them right now. Some people think it's after they die and go to heaven that many of these things will take place. But what good would those things do them in heaven? They're already a given. We need them right here on earth. And so for those Christians that don't know it, or for those that are thinking about becoming Christians, but maybe they're not sure of what that involves, this really lays it out for them. And so, as Pastor Joshua said, our prayers are crucial in this venture. It's an exciting opportunity for us to be able to present this to the world. And I believe, I haven't had a confirmation of it yet in the natural, but I believe people are already getting saved just with the few modules that we have so far, with the people that have seen it so far. And it's going to explode. And you're going to be a part of that through your prayers, through your support. These are exciting times. I know when Pastor Joshua and I were traveling, first in the States and then abroad, and more we began to see that there was no way we could reach how many people that we wanted to reach with our traveling. And we could see, and the Lord was really putting it on our heart, that the answer was through the internet. Because the internet goes all around the world. And He can draw people from every nation, from every land, from every continent to the internet to see, to hear these lessons. And that's what we want. For all of those that are hungry and ready to know Jesus, or to know Jesus better, to walk in more of the fullness of what He paid for them, these are the ones that we pray will be drawn to this website, and that they will profit from it for eternal profit. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's go to communion. And let's ask the Lord to bless this website and to bless these teachings and to thank Him for this opportunity, for He's given this assignment. And in our obedience to Him, we do our part, God will do His part. A mighty part it is. An exciting part. So let's come to the table confessing any known sins and being ready to partake of the body and the blood of Jesus as He has invited us. Holy Spirit, we invite You to fall afresh upon each one of us as we now come to the table, accepting Your invitation boldly and gratefully. That on that night in which Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread, He blessed it, He broke it, and He said, "Take and eat. This is My body broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me." This is part of that salvation package. The broken body bringing healing. Jesus taking upon Himself every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, and every pain. So that we who are saved, we who belong to Jesus, can walk free of sickness, disease, infirmity, and pain, free of the symptoms, free of the challenges, free of the pain. We are the healed of the Lord. Anyone who receives Jesus, this heritage belongs to him and to her. We are the healed of the Lord, and we say so. Thank You, Jesus. We are the healed. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Say it now as we partake together in remembrance and in thanksgiving of the broken body of Jesus to receive our healing and our wholeness. In Jesus' name. In the same manner, after the supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "This is the new covenant in My blood, which is shed for you for remission from sins." The blood of Jesus washed away every one of our sins, past, present, future, known, and unknown sins, into the sea of forgetfulness. Why there? Because God can't forget. But He chooses not to remember our sins anymore because Jesus already paid the price for them. And God sees us through the blood of Jesus as righteous. He sees us in right standing with Him because of the blood of Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for making us covenant partners, for making us righteous, for allowing us bold entry into Your throne room. We thank You and we praise You as we now partake of this cup of blessings, this cup of life that rejuvenates every cell in our bodies, every fiber, every organ, every system. In Jesus' name, let's partake together in remembrance and in thanksgiving.